Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMorrow, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Jennifer had a mango-related injury,
okay. So
she can't be here tonight.
Michael, that's me.
First, I thought you said mango.
I have a mango-related injury, and I'm here.
No, but hers was worse than yours.
What happened?
Yeah, hers is worse.
Yeah, yours ain't shit.
Oh my God, what happened?
She took the brunt of that mango for you.
She didn't know what mango was. She ate it whole. It's stuck in her throat. She looks like an ostrich eating an egg. So they're trying to figure out what to do. Right now they're just squeezing the mango through her neck.
Should we push it down or pull it out? I don't know.
I don't know. I miss her.
That is how you get mango mouth.
But she'll be back next week, right?
Yeah, she'll be back tomorrow.
So, if we're done with our pencils.
This is D&D. We always have our pencils out.
I only use a pen.
Wow. I guess you don't ever make mistakes. That's crazy.
No. Have you seen me? I'm nothing but a mistake.
How does erasable ink work? Should we talk about that?
No, it's stupid.
That's a question. In junior high, they're like, you can't have a pen. And I'm like, it's erasable. And they're like, doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they're never like perfectly erasable. They always sucked.
Yeah, but enough.
They weren't good pens. And it was a shitty pencil. And they're not really erasable. Not re-erasable. So I feel like it doesn't really do anything particularly good.
Michael, help.
Previously on Greetings Adventures.
You're at the foot of this sheer cliff.
I'm not climbing this.
I mean, we have this rope.
My dad's a fireman.
Well, it's a 60-foot rope.
Michael, I'm gonna die.
Is this like Everest?
What exactly does the magic rope do?
Hold on. Hold on. Do you want me to read what the rope does?
Yeah.
The way that that's written is just vague enough. It sounds like Mary Poppins shit.
Yeah, tie it to someone else and then we can just have it lift each person up.
I want to go full Lorax and lift myself by the seat of my own pants.
When it says it can do 3,000 pounds, that's without breaking. It doesn't mean you can lift that much.
What can it lift if that's its pulling weight?
Yeah, that's the thing, is they don't say how much it can lift, which leads me to believe it must be infinite.
We can backwards engineer this, though.
Harness up, rope.
Hey, watch your watch it. Well, okay.
Watch your hands, rope.
And then you have to hold on to the end of the rope. The end of the rope that's tied to you, and then command the other end to go up.
I've heard of pushing rope, but this is ridiculous.
I didn't think about it, like using you like a balloon.
Because it's your rope, you close your eyes, and you're like...
No, you would read those rules as that's the way it works.
We talked about this rope so fucking much, it would be a real bummer if it didn't do something cool.
Which is statistically a +5, I could... give the three of us.
Well, I'm gonna pass out.
I'm gonna be
and then
right.
We draw the same thing.
Some of us
have
to have some pipe.
Okay, Michael, you gave me inspiration. I would like to use
it is a lot easier to climb a knotted rope.
We're not climbing it.
Sort of fun.
It just takes what
one
kind of
us is rope.
We're all pretty sure we're going to climb it.
Episode ends as your like elbows get to the top of the cliff and you like pull yourselves up, but in front of you is a huge nest, and you see a glimmer inside of it, which must be some sort of crystal, but there's a massive silhouetted shape. This huge, huge form towers over you.
What is it?
It's a big bird.
It's a big bird? What does it look like? What color is it?
Like a rock?
Is it? It's not the crystal.
Well, no, you see the crystal as well.
Okay, and
it's not a crystal bird. You know pterodactyls?
I do.
It's like that, but it has more feathers than when you were a kid.
Boo.
Oh, God damn it. Not this again.
I don't. It's okay. Whatever.
I mean, that's what it is.
All right. Good. Good for them.
I tried to erase feathers last time, and Bachman wouldn't let me. So
I didn't demand feathers. You said there were feathers, and I took it to heart.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry for believing my dungeon master.
It's so contentious.
And now I need them.
If it's a bird, it has feathers. But if it's a dinosaur, then it's not a bird. Thank you. Thanks.
But yeah, it looks like this massive pterodactyl looking motherfucker.
So we're just like standing on the edge of the cliff. Is it being threatening or is it like just defending the crystal? Is it flying?
Right now, it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Is sleepy?
Who knows?
Screech, why don't you be all quiet and get in there, huh? What do you say?
Inside the bird?
We just need to go get the crystal? What? I could go invisible. You could go invisible.
Two invisible people. It sounds pretty good.
Well, I mean, it was kind of an either or, but honestly, at the level I have to cast it at, for funsies, two of us can go.
Might as well.
I mean, if I go stealth and then you and Chuck could be invisible.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah. You're more invisible than being invisible, right?
Yeah.
In the shadows, if you think about it.
So true. Okay, so Papa and I will go invisible.
And then Celine just stand there like, okay, I don't give a fuck. What's the goal here, friends?
We want to kill it and steal the crystal.
We want the crystal back. We should probably kill it because it stole the crystal for the first time. Because if we get it and then bring it back, we're going to get an email from these giants later being like, hey, how are you? I hope you had a good summer. Anyways, they got the crystal back.
I mean, but at that point, it's not a problem. I agree that we should kill it.
Okay.
But I'm not concerned about what happens to these people after we give them back the crystal the first time. They lose it again.
Okay. Well, if we're going to kill it, then how about you just sneak up there and ready those little claws of yours and just really fuck them up.
How tall is this thing?
Is it standing or is it laying down? Is there a nest? What's happening?
It is flat. Like, imagine it's an absolutely flat top of this cliff mountain thing, right?
Uh-huh.
But then there's like a little bit that juts up on the far side.
Uh-huh.
And sort of nestled in that little area is a nesty kind of thing. And inside of it is a big crystal along with two eggs. And then standing on top of that little bit that kind of goes up on the far side, sort of looming there, is this huge bird.
Looming like a pelican. Yeah, I mean, Screech, if you just get in there, just really fucking stab it. Like,
I'm saying it's 20 feet. It's 20 feet tall.
20 feet tall? That's so scary.
What's the radius of fireball?
Like 30 or something? Do you want Celine to shoot it and then you run up and stab it?
I was thinking like I could be on its back and you like fireball it. So maybe like it, you know, cuts off its belly and most of its face. And then I stab it.
Sure.
In the back.
Okay. So are you saying that you want to try to sneak up on it and jump on its back?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to climb up that neck.
Cool.
I don't know how high I can get up it before it realizes, but...
Hey, take this rope.
Yeah.
It's your rope. I mean, it's your rope. You take it, but maybe you can make it go around its neck so that you can hold on to it like a lasso so you don't fall off. It can, like, tie itself around the bird and maybe choke it. That's not important, but I just don't want you to fall off. You've become precious to me.
Michael, you can answer this question very quickly, and I won't have anything further to say because I don't want to make it another rope episode. But supposing you put the rope into my grappling hook, you give it a command and fire it from the grappling hook. Now, the rules say that it can only travel 10 feet per turn under its own, but like, would it be additive? If I fire it...
I like the idea if you just take the rope and ball it up and throw it, it just slowly goes... like an Atari game.
Yeah. If I were to fire it from the grappling hook, can I accelerate that?
Well, yeah, because you're not making the rope move on its own accord.
Well, no, but I do want it to like tie itself to the neck once it gets there. So there's still a command being issued.
At the end, you'd have to the stack would be shoot then command.
That's fair.
How does this grappling hook work in the first place? Like, does it shoot?
Now you want to know?
Michael, this is, you should have asked that question in episode 4. I think I probably made a comment about it.
Is it shooting like a little arrow that has a little rope?
It's bigger than all of us, Michael.
What does that mean?
The grappling hook? Is it big? I didn't know it was big.
The idea of the grappling hook, you can't ask me now. It would be like asking me to like reduce a mountain to a pebble. It's impossible.
How does it typically connect to things?
There's usually a hook.
A hook.
Yeah, a hook that would, I mean, you know, you've seen a grappling hook. It would wrap around something and then hook on itself.
Like one of those three-prong dealies?
However many prongs is most advantageous. Yeah, three is probably pretty good.
Four is just overkill. That's just bragging.
I don't know.
So essentially, because you would need, it would need something with some mass. Oh, look, God, if I am nothing, if not a scientist.
That is true. We have a very science-forward podcast.
Math-minded kind of physics dude. You need mass,
yeah,
to propel this, right? So you would have to like whisper to the rope, "Hey, little guy, tie onto the end of this thing," right?
I've always been whispering to my ropes.
Wait, Michael, did you mean mass by Catholic mass? Because you're Catholic, and you're like, in order to make this work, you just have to pray to our Catholic to Mary or something like that?
Oh, okay. You would need a miracle, and for a miracle, you would want to pray to
only Mary,
Jabiza, who is the holy saint of grappling hooks.
That's so true, Michael. What are you asking?
I don't know. I just want to understand how this grappling hook works.
Under normal circumstances, yeah, the grappling hook would propel a hook, which would be made of metal and probably have some weight to it. Metal, but silent metal. I don't know. I'm making shit up now.
Metal with rubber tips.
Yeah, metal with rubber tips. There you go.
Or leather. Sorry, leather tips.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we invented rubber.
Okay.
And it would hook or wrap around or whatever I would need at that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So you can definitely do this, but you are just using the rope to climb up the side of the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'd have to take at least a turn to tell the rope to load into the grappling gun.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I misunderstood that. I thought we were like on the edge looking at each other.
But it hasn't seen us and we haven't initiated combat, right? So that's nothing.
That's true.
So, Michael, do you think that we're just like hanging off the side of the cliff staring at it? Or do you think we're standing up? Okay, gotcha. With our arms up there. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's just the moment you're going over the side of the cliff. So,
okay.
That's where we're at.
Well, I mean, I've been talking in character. So I kind of thought we would do everything that Screech is saying. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we're still staring at it and it doesn't seem to be like, Michael, 7 seconds has gone by as we have our arms like hanging over the side, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would do that as much as I can. I don't know if you'd say I have to get off this ledge to do it or.
Okay. So you do that and it's like zipping in there. Right. And it's very, I guess it's not very fast, but whatever.
No, it's taking its sweet ass time.
It's famously slow.
And you hear an ear-piercing, screechy roar. Your hair is getting blown back. It's shaking, and it's earth-shaking roar, defiant roar.
I pull out some Bianca, and I go, P.U., and I spray it at it, even though it's probably like 30 feet away. I like that Bachman didn't ask to do anything. He just asked about science. And then we just kind of skipped the action part, right?
We talked about what I wanted to do.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to do all the stuff we said.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wasn't sure the order of operations.
Yeah, so he started to load the rope, and then you heard the big screech.
Gotcha.
A screech of warning, it would seem.
Hmm.
So it has seen us?
I guess, did we hear that screech on the way up at all?
You've maybe heard it once or twice.
Alright.
Yeah.
This bird ain't seen shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess some stealth. And are you gonna invisible, you two?
Yeah.
How are you looking on spells? Because I don't see the mechanical benefit of that.
Oh, I don't have to do it then. I'm low, so.
Yeah. Because, like, if we do anything, we're losing invisibility.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, because... Okay, yep. I will, make my way up behind the bird stealthily, which I can.
I assume you're gonna make me roll for it.
Don't roll for it.
Are you gonna, okay, so like to get behind it, you'd probably have to like, you know, kind of like climb along the rocks.
Okay.
Roll for that.
I don't know how I was planning on rolling anything because I haven't opened my character sheet.
You just know it by heart, duh.
If you take the rope, what are we doing? Maybe we should be invisible.
We're just holding.
But I don't want you to have to spend a higher level to get Celine too. But I don't know what your spell slots look like.
Oh, yeah.
I hope this thing doesn't fall off the top of this mountain with me on its back. It'll be fine.
This bitch is going to fly away and the three of us are going to be standing there. And then we're going to get bored and we're going to like cook dinner. And then you're going to come back later. And it's just going to be like Avatar 1. This will be your new best friend.
16 acrobatics. And my stealth is...
Did you use your oh shit D8 from last time?
I have not, no.
Okay.
My stealth is 28.
That's so fucking stealthy.
You nearly fall off the side. There, like you grab like a rock as a handhold, and the whole rock comes out of your hand, you know, in your hand, and you know, you think to yourself, "Oh no, this is gonna make a big sound." But your stealth roll was so good that you managed to hold on to the rock and able to gently put it back down. You don't fall off; it doesn't make a big noise.
Sick.
So you are stealth. You are on the side of this mountain behind this big old bird.
So at this point, I would shoot the grappling hook with the rope and then, you know, in such a way that it goes up over the neck, and then I would command the rope to tie itself around the neck of the bird.
All right. You know, it's weird that I don't see these things coming at this point, but here we go. Shoot to, like, use your attack to hit. You're like, range attack.
Yeah. Next decade, Michael. Next decade, you'll see it.
21.
Yeah, you shoot the grappling hook up, and it slithers around its neck and gains purchase. The beast roars in fury and launches itself off of the side of the cliff, and you are both hurtling through the air now.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Speaking of not seeing things coming, I don't know why I did what? Not think...
I said that.
I, you know, we said a lot of things.
Yeah, we did say a lot of things.
I did not think for a second that this bird could fly.
What Avatar reference did you think I was making?
The Last Airbender!
Oh, my bad. Okay.
You were like, I was imagining an ostrich the whole time.
I'm still on the ostrich mango thing. Okay.
I think we should probably roll initiative.
Okay. I almost said okay, daddy, in a real weird way. I'm glad it didn't. Oh.
This is how out of touch I'm feeling today, is that I almost thought you were saying that that's where we're gonna end our episode.
3 for old Chucky boy. I rolled a nat 1. I'm like, huh? I can't. He's trying to get up, but he can't, and his big ass is out, and then his pants are falling down. And he's like, oh, man. Oh, man. And then Celine has to cast Mage Hand to help him up.
9.
21.
How about Celine? What's her roll?
11.
All right. Well, Screech.
I guess I would need to try and climb this rope.
Oh, he looks so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pull myself up, because I need to get up to the neck.
Yeah. So that's like
acrobatics, probably.
Yeah, you could do like flips up the rope.
I mean, it could be athletics.
Don't say that. No.
I hope it's not.
Never back down for that.
Acrobatics.
Promise you'll never use the grappling hook again so that you never have to roll athletics.
15 acrobatics. Oh shit, D8. Hold on.
We love that oh shit, D8.
22.
You make your way up. You're up at the neck of the beast.
Sick. Would that, you call that like an action or like movement?
That's clearly his movement, Michael.
You probably have a bonus action left?
Or I could action surge.
You could action surge.
I'm gonna.
If you have a bonus, you should take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I will. But I also want to do a regular attack. 25 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
I learned my lesson before. I roll actual D6s. How long do y'all leave a dice in dice jail?
Until the next one rolls bad and takes its place.
That's good. That's good.
If I really like a dice, I won't put it in jail, and I'll just kind of like see if I can charge it.
Oh my god, that's exactly how you get bad apples.
By leaving it in there, so you think the bad dice is going to travel.
So it rubs off. Yeah, the bad luck rubs off on the other dice.
Nika, I didn't think about that, and now I'm stressed out.
Yeah, well...
Fuck.
You gotta get someone who's superstitious around you.
I need dice purgatory, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, honestly, that could be... It's just a shoebox.
Mm.
So 18 damage to the neck from that hit. And then my bonus, 24 to hit.
Oh, yeah, it hits.
9 damage. And I just realized if this thing dies right now, I'm fucked. I mean, it's not gonna die right now. I know it's got more hit points than that, but like if it dies while I'm in the air.
Do you not have a glider? I can't keep up with you.
I don't know, maybe. I got grappling.
You don't have featherfall? You're a rogue. Can't you featherfall yet or something?
Maybe, can I?
Rogues don't cast spells.
I don't think so. I doubt it.
Maybe I'm just thinking of like a tabaxi, but I feel like a rogue should always land on their feet.
That is true. I mean, arcane trickster probably can do it, but he's also a ranger. Did you guys know he's also a ranger?
No, he's everything though.
I'm a rogue 4, ranger 2, fighter 2.
The fact that you multi-class hurts my soul. Like, I fantasize about multi-classing, but then whenever I go to do it, I cannot physically press the buttons to make myself do it.
Just do it. It's so easy.
It's so inefficient. It's like, but honestly, I don't know. I might at this point.
I mean, you can get like crazy powerful certain level, right? Like,
but you have to have it built out.
But just like, I just always think, what if this character gets to level 20? And I'm going to be like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't get to do the shitty thing at level 18 or 20.
No, see, that's the thing is I like where I'm at level 20. I'm satisfied with who I am.
Yeah.
You know, at my core.
Wow, that's so adult of you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Damn, you're so evolved.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This thing flies 30 feet straight up in the air, and then it dive bombs down right at Chuck.
Why?
Because you're big.
What?
Talons glistening in the sun.
Screech is so true to his name right now.
Yeah, I was kind of curious how you were handling it. Were you trying to be a cool boy, or are you just screaming?
Screaming so loud. I can't stealth anymore.
It's like, where's that damn coming from? Michael, don't roll well. Please, King.
Oh, I want to, though.
Daddy, don't. Have I been bad?
Does a 26 hit?
You know it does, you ho. Oh, fuck!
How about a 20?
That also hits.
Oh, great.
Shit.
That's gonna be...
Oh, no, he can't do the math. He's struggling, gang. That's not good.
If you do it, I'll do the math for you. God, I love math. Please let me do easy math.
All right, so it flies down, and it's this is clearly its like big, huge attack.
Okay.
Both its talons are like, and it tears into Chuck for 38 points of piercing damage.
Total?
Total.
That's a lot.
Oh, luckily I had that 5 temporary HP.
Thank God.
Now you must make a DC 15. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. Strength check.
Well, you know I failed that. I was closer than I thought, though. Hell yeah.
All right. You are knocked prone.
Good. If I was the biggest and got attacked, like, I'm staying down here.
And you're pretty close to the edge, just FYI.
Hit me from the edge and I'm thinking. Yeah?
You're all pretty much right on the edge. Think about it.
Not me.
I'm about to break.
I'm nowhere near the edge.
You wish you were near the edge. Celine's up.
She's going to do that spell that I love that she has. It's called Ralphohim's Psychic Lance. It needs to make an intelligence saving throw.
Doesn't have a great intelligence.
I assumed as much.
All right, now I rolled a 12.
Okay.
Would that succeed?
No, that would fail.
All right, I'm going to choose to succeed.
Bitch! This guy has legendary resistances. I'm going to die.
That's a lesson, you know, that's a lesson that we all can learn from, you know, just choose to succeed.
That's so true. Okay, you take 10 damage because I rolled 20 and half of that.
Ouch!
Is 10 psychic damage and none of the other bad shit. Which maybe is for the best. Because of the bird would have been incapacitated. And then it would do big fall on the ground. And that would be so funny to me.
It jerks, Screech, it jerks underneath you in a very disconcerting way.
Oh, I'm jerking on top of it, so.
I've been jerking, brother. And Michael, if this thing's flying, right, we have to imagine in the combat sense, like the action sense, it's actively flying all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if I pushed it as Celine against its face so that it stops going forward and it goes 5 feet back? Would it lose all momentum? We love science here on GapCast.
It probably would lose momentum. Actually, and that is a thing too, because it is going to zip as it talons you. It's going to fly back up in the air.
Uh-huh.
So you would get a reaction against him.
Oh, to thwack it?
To thwack it, if you so choose.
Thank you, Michael, because I have a thing now that I can do. Since I have Warcaster, I don't know if I've used this yet. I can just cast any spell that costs an action and targets only one creature. That's crazy. I didn't realize that. So I am going to use Inflict Wounds on it. So does a 13 hit? I don't think I have any other bonuses I can add.
13 is not going to hit.
I'm crying.
It's going really fast, though, so you shouldn't feel bad.
I'm sure, yeah. I can't believe I even tried to do this. And then make a strength saving throw, my friend.
Oh, right, for them pushing. Gulp.
Uh-oh.
That is a bad roll. That's 9.
Okay. So it gets pushed 5 feet backwards against it. I don't know what would happen in that situation.
I think she zaps it. And it actually falls, and I think it's going to whack against the ground.
Hell yeah.
Taking some damage.
Hell yeah.
It takes 2 fall damage.
Hell yeah.
And it is on the ground.
Hell yeah.
Rourke. It's on the ground right now.
It's on the ground.
Did I hang on for this?
Yeah, you're still on it.
That's sick. I'm so cool.
I'm going to go up to it and I'm gonna pull out its feathers and say, your feathers are thinning and you should just get rid of them because it looks like you're trying to comb them over. And honestly, it's just a little sad and pathetic. And they have to make a wisdom 15 saving throw.
Okay.
Save me some of those feathers.
Yeah, you can have them.
Oh, I rolled 20.
Never mind.
This bitch!
Okay.
We need to bane this guy. I hate him.
Does anything happen? Or no? It doesn't do half?
Nope.
The feathers still get pulled out.
Well.
That's true.
I mean, I guess.
Well, yeah, because the feathers have nothing to do with Vicious Mockery.
That's, yeah.
That's how you sneak a little extra action in there.
There you go. And if this combat goes for like 86 rounds and we keep doing little smart things like that,
eventually it's gonna
get too cold and die.
You could do all the things you could have just done in half a second after battle.
Yeah, exactly.
but instead I've literally picked this chicken clean, so to speak.
It will die of old age.
Yeah.
In response, it buffets its wings.
What does that even mean?
You guys go to the wing buffet.
Oh, I'd love to go to the wing buffet.
I'm going to need everybody who isn't Screech to make a strength saving throw as massive winds blast against you.
I'm going to die. I'm going to fucking die.
This is amazing.
Whew. 19.
This is literally so good for me. I have never been happier. I got a 4.
Celine gets a 2.
So, Rourke, you get pushed back 10 feet.
Do I fall off?
No, because you ran up to him, so you're...
Just Celine dies.
Celine, on the other hand, is now clinging on the edge.
I'm going to text Jennifer that Michael's trying to kill Celine.
She is, she's clinging onto the edge of the cliff. The rest of you guys are fine. And we go to Chuck.
Again? Oh, wait, for the first time?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, guys. I'm so effing afraid. So part of me is like, we need to get some bless out there to... I forgot I'm playing 2 characters. Get some bless out there in order to help us with all these Galdern saving throws. So I guess I will do that. The other thing, because when you fight a creature that has legendary reactions, sometimes it's like you want to burn through that shit. But also it's like, I don't know. So I will just target you guys. I cast Bless at second level, mostly because I want to keep a first level spell, and I want to get all four of us, so it works better. That's the add a d4 to your things.
Sick.
That is my action, and then I'm going to use my final Fey Hobgoblin gift to give Screech, you get 6 temporary hit points and advantage on your next attack. Then I also get temporary HP. Movement, Michael, tomorrow? I want to move towards Celine to try to get her.
Yeah, you could do that. She's not far from you.
And if I have any remaining movement, I want to move away, you know, from the edge as well.
Yeah, you could probably pull her up and, like, move her a few feet away from the edge.
I just fucking chuck her. Chuck her! I chuck her! I'm chucking you! Get it? Anyways, as I'm, like, so bleeding right now.
Is that Chuck's turn?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Screech.
You said you're so bleeding as in, like, you're so hurt you're bleeding?
I'm all fucked up. But, unfortunately, mechanically speaking, this thing does so much fucking damage. You needed to let it kill me. Well, because whatever you heal me for is not going to do anything. Well, that's not necessarily true. You know what? The Lord doesn't know. You do what makes you happy. The Lord is out there dancing while we play the fiddle.
So we're on the ground now?
Right now you're on the ground.
This thing's still standing, or is it like laying down, or what's the scoop?
It's prone on the ground right now.
Okay. With the one hand, I'm still holding this rope taut.
Okay.
You look so cool. I want to see a fan of that.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's what we're doing it. And I'm gonna go back to one of its wings, and I wanna start seeing if I can cut through one of these wings.
There you go.
I'm gonna start hacking at it. Because it can't fly with one wing. Well, you can, but you go in circles. Everybody knows that.
So wait, so what did you do with the rope?
I'm holding it taut because I don't want this thing to, I can't get through this wing. Like if I get stuck on the bone or whatever and this thing takes off, I don't want to get fucked. So I don't know why I want to keep riding it, but I do. Probably because if it's up in the air and I'm on the ground, I can't do shit. Yeah, so I'm hacking away at the wing. Mm-hmm. How do you feel, Michael, about a attack roll of 23?
And we have advantage.
I'll do it. Yeah, I guess I'll roll it again.
You might crit.
I did not crit.
That hits.
Okay. So 11 damage.
Okay.
Just wing damage.
11 wing damage.
Yeah, I guess I'll just do second wind as my bonus action.
Okay.
So I'll get a little bit of health back.
All right. Well, this thing is going to, it's now its turn. It is going to stand up and it is going to launch itself back into the air, and it flies pretty much.
Would that have an opportunity attack from Rourke?
Did Rourke?
She pulled his feathers.
Yeah, Rourke, you can take an opportunity attack.
Okay, yeah. Sure. I'm gonna just, you know, I'll just try to stab it, because that's what I can do. Oh God, what's that? That's a 17. Oh my God, 17 plus 5, 23.
That hits.
7 plus 2, 9.
Nice. Now, and Michael, too, as this thing is, like, taking off, and I was standing back towards the wings, holding the rope, like, taut, I'm still standing. I want to surf this thing.
Oh, nice.
And I bet, like, when it comes on, and it's, like, jets off, the neck rope gets tighter, and it probably goes, blah, a little bit, and that's pretty funny.
Its tongue sticks out.
I'm the mom in How to Train Your Dragon, but she hates dragons.
Ooh, hot.
So yeah, I think that is gonna be its turn. It's just basically gonna fly up and get whacked.
Does pulling on a rope that's around this bird's neck affect its trajectory at all, Michael?
You feel like you almost have a sense of a little bit of control, like with an animal handling, you could potentially get it to fly in a different direction.
Well, that's a thing I'm gonna do later.
Rangers are good with animals, aren't they?
Not this ranger.
What else do rangers fucking do?
I don't remember why I took it, but I know there's
I know why you took it. That's what gave you blindsight.
Okay, that's part of it.
Because I was in Michael's stream a couple weeks ago, and Bachman just casually said, "I have blindsight now." And we all laughed it off because he'd just be saying shit. Mike Bachman doesn't need the goggles. Well, he does need the goggles because Screech can see perfectly out to 10 feet by himself. And then when we're in the dark, it's just nothing.
The fall off is instant.
Because we were just like shooting the shit, like, oh, how does he have blind sight? And then like, oh, he's a ranger now.
I worked on the plan for this character so long ago that right now I'm like, I'm taking levels and I'm just like, the Lord has a plan for me. And I don't really know why I'm doing anything anymore.
Hey, trust the plan. I know QAnon says that, but just because they say it doesn't mean we can't also say it.
Yeah. Ranger also makes sense for your grappling shot, grappler. That's why you're so good at it.
Yeah, I had that long before Ranger, though.
Oh, yeah, he had only like Rogue 2.
It's Celine's turn.
Okay, she's going to use a sorcery point to make a bonus action of her spell. I've played, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've played a sorcerer before. and then she's going to cast... Bro, Bachman, you have can you see in magical darkness?
I don't know. Let me look at Blindsight's text. Yeah, I think I can see. I think I'm good.
Then I think I'm just going to cast darkness.
Wait, hold on. Actually, I might have to have a monster with blindsight perceive its surroundings without relying on sight. Because there is true sight, which like specifically says you can see in normal and magical darkness. But if I'm not relying on sight.
Exactly. So you legally, you cannot see in magical darkness, but your blind sight allows you to quote unquote see from your other senses. Ergo, you can see in magical darkness. Celine is like a dark, spooky sorcerer. And when we were first like talking about like her character, it was like, oh man, casting darkness the way that you do. And then all of a sudden someone can see inside it. That'd be so sick. So.
Yeah. I mean, all I'd really be able to see is, yep, still on bird.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's perfect for us, right? Like, I mean, it's not perfect for us because we're not going to do anything.
Not if if I was planning on trying to inflict like some sort of like steering on this thing. I mean, maybe if I'm just taking note of where I am.
Now you can stab it without disadvantage.
Oh, that's cool.
So. Nika and I will have disadvantage, and depending... Well, this thing is big, right? You said, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
So I will just cast it on its face, so that way we could shoot its butt. It'd be fine. Okay, Celine, I don't think you can... you cannot quicken darkness, so she casts darkness on its face. Magical darkness spreads from a point you choose within range to fill a 15-foot radius sphere for the duration. And then spreads around corners. And then bonus, she does have... I guess she could quicken a different spell, since you don't care about that cool shit. Then she will quicken... Oh, cool. It's a cantrip anyways, Michael, so you don't even have to be cool. Can it do me a flavor and make an intelligence saving throw?
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
That's going to be a 6.
You fail, you little butt.
What? What is it though? Because maybe I don't want to fail.
I don't have to tell you that. I mean, I do have to tell you that, but like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? It is. I'm casting the cantrip Mind Sliver. It's gonna do 2d6 damage, and it will have to subtract 1d4 for the next saving throw it makes.
Yeah, that's fine.
You'll take it.
I'll take it.
Ooh, that's 10 psychic damage, and. I'm going to grab a D4 to help me remember to tell you not to remove it. And yeah, I guess since she's afraid, she will continue to run. I think it would make sense if we ran away from the cliff, but probably, well, it can't see shit, so what do I care? So maybe we run towards the nest.
That's a good idea. That's further away from the edge, in my opinion.
I agree.
All right. Rourke.
Chuck looks very bad, correct?
He looks terrible.
Okay.
Well, he looks great, obviously, but
I
have 18 hit points, 6 temporary hit points. This is the fun thing with D&D healing, is like doing the insane 4D math of trying to see if like healing is like worth it. Because like if I get over 20 something, then I'm like automatically in the cool zone. But you know, what's gonna happen?
3d8 plus 4. Godspeed.
3d8 plus 4. You go ahead and roll it.
Are you sure? I've been rolling not...
Yeah, you lighten up a room, so you might as well lighten up some things. Dude, you know for sure when Nika gets murdered and we're on TV, we're all going to say she lightens up a room and then giggle a little bit. And I was like, why do they keep doing that?
Okay, I rolled a 3, a 4, and an 8.
On top of that, I'll let you even do the math. I started to track it. And I was like, I'm not going to do that.
15 plus 4, so 19. I almost got you to the 20.
Thanks, friend.
I can't use that D4 to add to it, can I? Why not, though, Michael?
What? Yes.
Can I use the D4 from Tim to add on to my healing?
That's ridiculous. Why would you say that?
If it was a grappling hook that was magic, that'd be one thing.
That would be, I'd be on board.
That's cool.
That's my turn.
All right, great. Chuck?
That's me. Okay, so I've blessed y'all. We're too blessed, too stressed. And you said this thing is like 20 feet long?
It is, standing up, it's 20 feet tall. It must have a 60-foot wingspan.
Oh, that's so true. It's so majestic.
It's about to have a 30-foot wingspan. When I cut the wing off, I remember I was trying to cut the wing off.
I was like, he's pissed about this.
What's the tail length?
Oh, yeah, it has like a really weird long tail. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What this bird's dick like?
Do boys and girls have cloacas?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But what about on the wings? Nothing. No arms?
It well has a wing. Like, you know, like birds have big ass wings.
Thank you so much, Nika, for falling on the sword for asking these questions because I did not know what I wanted to do. I think I am just going to cantrip style Toll of the Dead. Wisdom saving throw, my good bitch. Subtract a d4 also.
Oh, come on.
How did I remember that? I'm crazy. I'm the smartest guy that's ever lived.
I rolled really well on the d4. That's gonna fail.
Okay. Then you will take 2d12 damages. 2d12? That's crazy. I rolled a 12 and a 10! No one's done that before!
Never.
In the history of Dota.
Jesus.
22 necrotic damage as it goes bong in its Galdern head.
That's a lot.
Okay, that's my turn. Thank you. And I will continue with Selene running towards the Dern nest.
Cool.
Imagine we're screaming and we still like are holding on to each other like, ah!
Alright, Screech. You are, I guess, in total magical darkness except that you can hear like Daredevil or whatever.
I see a bird on fire.
And you're on this bird that has got real shaky. This last thing that it really shook it, and it is, you know, you're sort of, it's like kind of flying back and forth, and you're not sure if you're over the mountain or over just empty space or what, but.
Well, do you guys make noise when you do all these spells and shit?
Yeah, and we're screaming.
Oh yeah, they are literally screaming, so you have a general sense.
Yeah, so I've got like a little bit of...
We probably stop screaming, like, probably hear Chuck say, shut the fuck up, and then Selene's like, you were screaming too. I'm like, no, I wasn't.
Yeah, so I feel like I've got at least like an audio beacon for where this place is.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if there's any visual thing that I do for Toll of the Dead, right? But there's definitely a huge bell sound near you.
Yeah, and the top of this mountain that is perched on, I'm imagining like a Looney Tunes ass mountain where like the actual surface area on the top of the mountain is very small. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is a Looney Tunes ass mountaintop.
Okay, so I don't want to direct the bird that way.
Why not?
Because, if I crash into the mountain, then I crash into the people that are standing on the mountain.
It's not 2 feet.
What do you mean when you say Looney Tunes ass mountain?
Like Wile E. Coyote, like the desert, the Roadrunner, and there's all those like weird ass background like rocks outcroppings that are just like kind of tiny. I'm picturing...
Oh yeah, like the Great Monument Valley type shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm back in. Thank you.
I think it's like a 60-foot by 60-foot space up top this mountain.
Okay, all right.
That is not fall-offable.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Then I'm going to animal handling this piece of shit back down to the rock.
But isn't it cold? Then it wouldn't be like that. Thanks.
Well, it can't see anything anymore, so you actually get advantage on your animal handling roll because it's like kind of lost. It doesn't know where to go, so.
Can I use the D4 for this one?
You can. You can. Jesus take the goddamn wheels, what I'm hearing. And in this instance, Screech is Jesus. That's level 7 for him.
21 animal handling. My animal handling is plus 1. It's not an at 20 because I used the D4, but.
Holy shit.
All right, yeah, you have full control of this beast right now.
Yeah, I want to just really yank on its neck, and I want to just, like, lead it right back down to the ground.
Yeah, so you lead it, and it hurtles down maybe faster than you want it to, and it is just buzzing straight down. But you do feel imminent impact as this thing is about to blast into the top of the top of this mountaintop. Please give me an acrobatics roll to see if you can throw yourself to safety.
Do I still have the D4 or is it gone now?
The D4 is forever, right?
It's forever, but I don't know if you can use it twice per turn. No, you can't. Go ahead.
Good, because I have a feeling I might need it.
They gave me a 1, but that's okay.
Hey, it's better than 0, baby.
Oh, God, my acrobatics is plus 6. We good. 22.
All right, so I'm assuming what Chuck and Rourke and Celine see is you see this big, inky, black spot flying around the sky, right, with just...
It's so cool looking. Oh, man, this is so cool.
With just some feet sticking out the back and some wings sticking out the side.
And probably blood.
Darkness moves with it?
Yep.
You probably said this already, but that's wild.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because it's cast on its head.
It's attached to whatever you cast it on. So you can like cast it on an arrow and then shoot the arrow, or you can cast it on your shield, or you just cast it on a fucking guy. You don't have to roll anything. It just happens. It's a crazy spell. Shout out.
Yeah, and so it just starts hurtling straight down. It impacts the top of this mountain with incredible force. You see Screech fling himself, zipping out of the darkness.
Yeah, I was like, Screech, if you wanted to figure out where you are, just like jump out and then swing back up.
Yeah, that's true.
That's rad.
He probably does some really cool move where, you know, he shoots his grappling hook and it like hits on a rock, or, you know, attaches to a rock and he swings around, almost goes off the side, but doesn't. And you just see all this blood leaking out from the darkness. Yeah, there seems to be no more movement inside.
That's the most badass sentence you've ever said in the show.
The blood leaks from the darkness.
There's nothing going on inside. Like, damn, that's some Evanescence over here.
I was gonna say, that's some Warhorse shit.
And I think that's where we'll end.
Hell yeah. Thank you for coming to twitch.tv/geeklyinc every single Tuesday. We stream here. It's fun. We have a lot of fun. Everyone in chat, they have so much fun. See, they're saying it right now. You can also win dice. This week, it's hashtag dice to win dice. Go to dieharddice.com. Enter the offer code. Dragons with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off your entire order.
Woo.
We get a kissy on that on the back end, hashtag ad, and so forth. Congratulations to Sum Up Sky.
Oh my God. Congratulations. They've been chatty.
You have won the dice code. We always like it when the person that wins is here at the end.
Yeah. Well, thanks for watching. They've actually been here the whole time.
That's crazy.
So not even just being here at the end.
Yeah, I recognize the name for sure.
Great.
Some UPS guy.
If they're really here, they can prove they're here by allowing me to send them a whisper.
Oh my God, he's farming followers again.
God, if you want this code, baby, you gotta follow me.
The man that only streams on YouTube. I'm convinced.
Buddy, you gotta follow old thrifty nerd.
I could whisper him.
Yeah, if you want to send it to him, you can.
Oh, I guess I could do that.
Because I can't at this moment. This is my way of getting out of any work. I don't even have to copy and paste anymore. Sitting back.
Are you gonna now that you're not logged into Geekly, there's no reason for you to do it. Nika should do it.
Tim!
Because Nika also streams every now and again. So this makes sense. Why would Nika not do it? It makes no sense.
Oh, never mind. Apparently, I'm also a stranger, so it says I can whisper them, but then whenever I go, it says it blocks whispers from strangers.
Yeah.
I thought that...
I would rather Nika farm the follows than youtube.com/footyboy over here.
You should have... Oh, man. You should have seen the Thunder Bastard I scored.
What is that a football evolved term?
No, he evolved his Thunder Bastard into a Sam Levine or whatever.
You can't evolve the guys. It's great.
I love you.
It's great.
It's great in it.
It's great in it.
I got an ultrasonic cleaner, and I've been disassembling like my controllers and putting them in there, and they've been getting so clean.
What's an ultrasonic cleaner?
Like it's like what you do for jewelry, where it just sends these like vibrations, and it creates like the really tiny bubbles on it, and it like rips the dirt off of the stuff.
I put my glasses in one of those at a like Sharper Image when I was like 16. Disgusting. So, can I come over and dump my glasses?
Yeah.
That was one of the best things about work at the jewelry store, was having access to a commercial one of those.
Whoa.
It makes a scary noise. The one that I got, it sounds like electricity is going wrong inside there.
Well, yeah, it's electricity and water. Yikes.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers.
We're also on Blue Sky D&D Podcast.
We're also Blue Sky and D&D Podcast.
Do we post there? No, but we're there.
We're there.
We're there.
We're also going to Gen Con.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to Gen Con. Come hang out.
When is that?
It's like
August 1st and something.
Through the 4th or something.
4th or something.
I love how far out that is.
It's so crazy. It makes you feel so good. We're going to do our goddamn bestest to do a lot. We'll definitely have something, because I think it's like relatively easy to get a panel. Mm. And so I think the panel is the exact same thing as a live show. So it's probably just like simpler if we don't overthink it.
Just do it.
Right? And we just like do that, right? In like one of the panel rooms.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Eventually, in the next 5 months, we'll probably need a heads up to see who would come to that. Because I think you have to tell them when you pitch panels. I have no idea. I don't know how Gen Con works, and that's okay. I am always growing. I make a mistake every day. I purposely make a mistake every day so I can grow and be stronger.
Yeah, if I get towards the end of the day and I'm like, shit, I haven't made any mistakes.
Shit.
I just look for one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll take a plate and throw it. Or I'll pee on the ground.
That's smart.
I do that on accident all the time regardless.
I don't ever make a mistake because I am the mistake.
Yo, you live that life.
Do y'all know how like sometimes when you turn on the shower and you're just waiting for the shower water to warm up, but you got to pee, and even though you're standing right next to the toilet, you just pee into the shower while you're standing outside the shower?
I was going to say, why wouldn't you just pee in the shower?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, because you don't have to be as accurate, Nika. You can pee in any direction and it goes where it's supposed to go.
No, I know. I'm saying, I'm agreeing with you. Like, you pee in the shower, not the toilet.
Yeah, no, yeah. Nika, no.
Two piss kings arguing in our chat. I weep.
But sometimes you make the mistake and you stand in the shower and you piss out into your bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you have a fucking bath mat, because it's absorbent.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
I finally installed my Tushy bidet yesterday, and boy, you turn the dial and that fucker will shoot right across the room.
Oh, yeah. Crank that to maximum.
Like, this is like my fucking Pornhub history. This is crazy.
Michael, this was the best advice. Not Michael specifically, but to everyone, if you're thinking about getting a bidet, this is the most effective and helpful advice I've ever had.
I want to hear it. I'm confused by mine.
Is whenever you're getting ready to turn it on, tilt to the side.
Okay.
And then turn it on so it's spraying your butt, like the side of your butt.
The cheek.
And then you move into it so it's not just blasting, okay, like power washing your asshole.
That's a great thing because I do feel like it's going to rip me apart sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I like about it though.
No, you can build it up to that.
Maybe I just have a really soft and sensitive asshole. I'm not too sure. But then I'm not sure where my butt is. So then I just like throw it back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just, like, throw it back.
You're
like,
twerking
make sure I get
on
all
the
around it.
Tishy.
Yeah. And I assume my doo-doo just goes everywhere down there. I don't know science. I'm a Christian. So
it's a Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, I'm throwing it back.
I cannot have a bidet when I have a 2-year-old that likes buttons.
That's fair.
Ew.
This thing is like it's like a turn dial.
It's like a knob legally, right?
And it doesn't like go back, you know? It's not like one of those things where you're like, and it goes whoop right back and turns off. No, it just like is on.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, the one I have is like up and down.
This one, you go and it's just like
No, I don't. I go
I have the same one that Michael has. I have a tushy one. It's just a dial you turn. And then it has a little switch that it says you can change the direction.
What?
But every time I move it, it doesn't change anything.
You can have it shoot into the toilet.
I think that's what it is.
Do you have the like hot water hookup?
I wish. We don't have a toilet next to our sink, so I can't have a hot water hookup.
Well, but here's the thing, all right? Here's the thing,
so
all right?
I can't use it in summer or in winter because that shit is like...
Oh, it's cold.
It's too cold.
Ouchies.
You know when you like go to wash your hands, you have to like turn the hot water on or like wait for like a minute for the hot water to come on?
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you
still have to do that.
You just let it spray.
You're gonna want to when you start this process. You're gonna want to start the hot water. Otherwise, it's pointless. It's gonna be just shooting ice cubes up your butt.
It is. That's why. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Cold water doesn't clean. That's science.
It is. Well, and I don't know about y'all, but it feels like it burns. Like cold feels like burning on my skin. So, like having a burning asshole is not great.
You don't want it.
David, keep all this in.
So at Thrifty Nerd is where you'll find me.
You can find me on online at Tim Lanning. Tribulation Farce released an episode today. And it's really good because book 3 of Left Behind, and we've been saying it every week, but every week it gets better and better and better. We have hit the point where Left Behind is like good. And I've said that
Don't
four
say
times
that.
But like it's turned into like some legit dystopian shit, and it's really fun to read. It's still a bit rough, treats female characters roughly, Jewish characters roughly as well, of course, and anyone who's not the two main male characters, it's a little suspect. That being said, the overall plot is like, oh god, what's gonna happen? Is Buck and get shot in the back of the head on this boat? Tune in to find out. Tribulation Farce.
Do you want to do Jennifer's?
No, she's at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows like Dear Internet, Naruto Revuto, No Page Unturned, Taverns and Caverns, Vanguards of the Veil, and Welcome to St. Paxton. If you love all the work that goes into the show, you'll want to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. Want to support the show? The best way is to join our Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes and so much more. Join now at patreon.com/dndpodcast. This year, don't miss out on our 10th anniversary 24-hour charity stream happening on April 27th through the 28th, benefiting the Trevor Project. After you're 6 feet from the edge, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey. stop and I almost said sex port.
Sex port?
You can't say that.
I didn't, though.
Oh, God damn it. Not this again.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.